You're listening to an exclusive presentation from Philly's Country Station, 92.5 XTU.
Hey, it's Dirks.
Raz here, Dirks.
Raz, what's up, man? How you doing? I don't know if I'd be talking to you or to your producer. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you, man. So you went from up on the ridge to Rocky Mountain High.
That's right. I traded one ridge for the other.
What a different life. It suits you, Dirks. You look great. I mean,
thanks, man.
It just seems like the Colorado air has taken every stress out of your body. It just looks, you look fantastic.
Thanks, man. It's been good. I'm just trying to put myself in the best position to get back out there and, you know, bring it. As you know, it's a lot when you're out there on the road and the fans and the night after night and just a little wear and tear. And just, it's been great to have a little reset just to, kind of like the Up on the Ridge album. You know, I made that album to kind of reset my music, and I think, just being out here in Colorado kind of reset my focus a little bit. It's been good. Great quality time with the family. But I am ready to get back out there. I just text my manager. I'm like, what's the deal? What's the latest? Come on.
Well, here in Philly, we just reinstituted some restrictions. Same with New Jersey and some other places. But now that you're out west, is it different there?
Well, it's just a lot of, you know, I live in a town that doesn't even have a stoplight, so there's a lot of space, and I never worry about having it here. I think the main thing, it's weird. You'd think I'd know something more than you would know, or I think my manager would know something more than I know, or Live Nation would. No one, everyone's just kind of on a wait and see thing. But don't you feel like once we kind of get past this winter, the vaccine stuff, and get back into spring, where we've already been in the spring before under this situation, I think everyone will be ready and understand some of the protocols that, make the live show a little bit more of a pain. But people will be willing to put up with it. And I don't know. I kind of feel like by the summer we'll be back to 100%. But we'll see. I don't know. We'll be ready. Got new music out. And the band's ready. And the everyone's, I still got all my guys on salary, so everyone's ready to go. It won't be hard to get it back up and running quickly.
So when you get back to performing, when you're a performer, when you're out on stage, you become a different version of yourself because you're feeding off the music, you're feeding off of the crowd. Do you miss that part of your personality? Because you can't get there unless you're in front of a crowd, right?
No, and it's not something that just flips on. It was weird being at the CMA Awards the other night. Because I've been playing a lot of guitar and writing songs and just kind of hanging out. But then to be like in that environment, indoors with everyone's got these masks on and face shields and, socially distanced, and you're playing guitar and you hadn't plugged a guitar in a long time, it sounds different in your ears. And wearing ear mix monitors, and here's Thomas Rhett sitting in front of me, and it's just like, whoa, it's so weird. You kind of, it reminds me to just get into that mode, that touring mode. It's like you kind of have a transformation to get back into being that person, and just like someone trained to run a marathon or something, you got to kind of train to be in that road mode. But I look forward to it. I love it. When I step on stage, it doesn't matter what's going on around me. The second I always been so grateful for this. It's like electricity that runs up through my boots. It's just like step on stage and boom, you just like become this kind of that side of your personality, whatever it is. It gets amplified, and I love it. And it's the greatest feeling. There's nothing like being on stage or being a fan, being the crowd. Because I'm a fan of country music too. I love going to watching the people play, and it's just a great feeling. And I think Eric Church said it really well there at the CMAs about how music's gonna. The thing that really brings us back, and we need it. We need it more than ever right now.
I think you're right, and I was happy to see him win the Entertainer of the Year. I thought he should have won it a few years ago when his band got sick and he went out and performed by himself. I think that act alone was worth the vote.
Yeah, he's done some great stuff. He's a good guy.
So I love the Instagram and the tweets you've been putting out. Like, I love the picture of you and your daughter riding on your bike to go play hockey. Yeah, the NHL retweeted that. And
I know.
It's amazing. Like, now, what position does she play? Because I know you played hockey for a while.
Yeah, we're a hockey family. All three of my kids play. I used to play left out. I didn't get a whole lot of ice time. I only started playing in the Pure League when I moved to Nashville. We didn't have a lot of hockey in Arizona when I was growing up out there. So I just love the sport. It's like just seeing the kids skate out there, and my daughter, they love it because there's some contact. They love the physical part of it. Yeah. I hadn't played lacrosse earlier this year. They didn't like the fact that you couldn't like girls lacrosse. I don't understand this, especially in the world we live in today where all about equality and stuff. Why is girls lacrosse so different? You can't hit. Your stick has no pocket. It's hard to cradle the ball. There's all sorts of rules. My girls didn't like that. They like being able to attack. So they love hockey. I'm coaching my son's team out here.
That's good.
One of the coaches. And so I have like, I'm lacing skates like 12 times a week. I live in a ski town, but we play hockey.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. It suits you so well.
Yeah.
So how fun. Old is your son now? He's 10, right?
So my son's 7. My other daughter, George, who's in that video or that tweet, was 10. And then my oldest daughter's 12. So I got two girls and a boy.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been good. You know, this time here, you know, I really just being outdoors is how I recharge and connect. And so to have them out here at places where we can go hiking, biking, and, you know, just fishing a lot and just being outside is where I connect the best with them. But when we get back into the groove, you know, the song I have right now is called Gone, because I feel like I've kind of been gone from Nashville and touring's gone. But when this thing flips around, it'll be the opposite. I'll be gone from my family.
Yeah.
I've had some long streaks of touring. I think we did, my longest is doing 26 shows in a row. And I'm planning on I'm breaking that when we get back out on the road. We're gonna go hard.
I love the initiation you used to put your tour mates through when you used to take them out to the lake and make them jump into water.
Oh yeah,
on New Year's.
Yeah, the cold plunge.
Yeah, the last one I saw was I thought Kip Moore wanted to kill
Kip
you
Moore.
That day.
I don't know, Mr. Tough Guy. He couldn't handle a little cold water. No, I love Kip. He's got some great new music out and such a unique voice. But I had fun with Kip on the tour. You miss a lot of stuff. You know, you forget about the fun things you miss about the tour. I mean, the show obviously is number one, but there's so many behind-the-scenes things that happen and just the friendships that are made. And it's a special thing. And I think I'm never taking it for granted, but, you know, I think – you'll see a lot of grown men crying on stage when we get back out there.
Yeah,
you're
going to
see a lot of guys going and girls just like, wow, I can't believe how much we've missed this. And so grateful to be able to get to do this again.
So Gone is the new song. And of course we're playing it here. Talk about, so you have a whole record done now?
No, I've just been writing songs and I just, you know, kind of wait until we get past this winter. I felt like it just feels like a weird time to be in the studio overly working on a record. One thing to go in and cut songs for a single, but you know, I just want to make the project. I have these last couple records, I've always gone somewhere to write them or record them and just add a layer of inspiration to it all. And it's hard to travel right now. So I'm going to wait till the spring to work on the album fully, but I got a lot of great songs that I love. And I thought Gone was a great way to kind of get things going. So, definitely have an album out by May when the tour would launch.
How are you getting back and forth to Nashville? You flying yourself?
No. I those are the good old days. I have I'm sponsored by Cessna, being a pilot myself. It's a good relationship where it works well, but it still costs money. You know, I've been traveling by I've flown quite a bit on Southwest and United and I get on there with the mask and it's not fun, but it's, and I've been driving, take my tour bus a couple times, and I got my truck out here. My truck and I are having a trust issue right now, my 94 Chevy that I've had forever. It died on me the other day going up a hill.
Uh-oh.
And I can't diagnose I've had it taken to a couple places, and no one can really diagnose what happened, some sort of air starvation thing. But so, Big White, I don't know. She's looking at it right now. She's let me down a little bit, but she's put a lot of miles on
her. It's a famous truck, man. That truck's
famous
that,
truck. Yeah.
That's the one. That is the truck.
I keep looking at buying a new truck. And I've never bought a new truck. And had, you know, obviously made some money to do so and had some sponsorship opportunities. But I'm like, man, I like that truck. But I don't know. I've been looking on Auto Trader, thinking about something something kind of new to me.
You can't get rid of the truck. No.
I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what I do with it. But it's been great.
Donated to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I put a camper on the back of it this summer. We've camped so much in that truck. It's been pretty fun.
You still got the boots with the tape on them?
I got everything ready to go, man. The guitar, the boots, the band, the bus. Just give us the green light, man. We're ready to get out there.
Well,
have you been?
Hopefully we'll see.
You been hanging there?
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm good. It's tough everywhere right now. And, of course, if you
I know.
Some of the some of what's happening in radio across the country.
I've seen some of my friends
got
let go. Yeah.
I'm happy and I'm glad I'm at a great place and a great company. And
yeah,
I thank God every day that I'm able to have these blessings. So
I know that's what it's all about right now. It's just waking up and going, still here and still get another chance to live it, another day to do it all. So.
Well, I appreciate you making a couple minutes today, and we'll talk.
No,
hopefully,
man,
we'll see you soon.
You. Oh, it's great to catch up with you, and hopefully see you up there sometime soon. One of my favorite cities. You know, last time I was in town, I came in a day early just to go tour around because I read a book on Ben Franklin, and I was just like, man, I got to go spend some more time in Philly, not just running in and out. And I spent a whole day walking around and just, man, it's so special.
Nothing like the old city here.
No, it really isn't. No.
All right, Dirks.
All right, man.
Talk to you soon.
See you, bye.
Check out more of our podcasts at 925XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.